Welcome to the Profitable Franchisees Podcast. Today's episode is episode number 38, and I know it's a Thursday, and normally I bring you an interview with a franchisee, but we're going to go through a little series over the next four Thursdays talking about planning for 2020 now. So let's get started. Hi, I'm Tracy Leake, and I've been supporting franchisees to build profitable businesses and lives for more than a decade. I'm the first to say that business is far simpler than we make it. So how do you build a successful and profitable franchise business without the stress and struggle? Welcome to the Profitable Franchisees Podcast. Hey guys, I'm really excited to bring you this Plan for 2020 Now series. And you might be asking the question, why are we talking about planning for 2020 now in November and not in January when most people will actually start their planning process? Well, my analogy goes with, imagine you were going to take a big holiday. Let's say you're going to go to Europe. You've bought your tickets and you turn up to the airport to catch your flight. And then you say, whilst you're at the airport, great, so what are we going to do? Where are we going to stay? Where are we going to eat? What towns do we want to visit? What attractions do we want to see? If you were doing that, it's probably a bit late to be planning your holiday when you're at the airport. Well, guess what? It's the same thing about your year. If you're looking at 2020 and you're trying to plan in January, it's too late. We need a little preparation time. So I want to get you organized for 2020 now. Because this is not just about a holiday, this is about something much bigger. It's about your business and your life. So let's get started talking about how we're going to make that happen. So the first thing you need to do is work out why you want to grow your business in 2020. Is there something that you want to achieve? Is there something that you would like? Maybe it is a holiday. Maybe it's to pay off some money on your mortgage. Maybe it's to pay off a debt. Maybe it's because you want to put some money aside for investing, or you want to buy a new house, or maybe you just like to make some more profit to make life a little easier for you and your family. Remember, profit is the money that you're taking home from your business for you and for your life. Now, profit's not just money, it might also be time. So think about that. Now, if it is time, just understand as well that profit's probably going to come into play for this. Because if you are working currently 60 hours a week and you're like, I'd just like to bring it back to a normal 40-hour week, well, you're probably not procrastinating for 20 hours. You're probably not wasting 20 hours of your week. Someone's got to do that work that you're doing in that 20 hours. So maybe it's about hiring another staff member to actually help you or outsourcing work. Maybe you need a bookkeeper, maybe you need a virtual assistant, but you don't have the cash flow or the profit at the moment to hire that person. So maybe the goal is to actually build up your business so that you've got extra profit so you can start to outsource or to hire another team member to assist and help you so that you can get some time back. Whatever it is, the first step before you even think about planning for 2020 is, why would you even go about growing your business in 2020? Have that clear in your head. Now realize that when we're doing this planning, as I always say, it's in pencil, not pen. So we're actually planning. Pencil can be changed. You know, opportunities might present themselves. And so today's really about just starting a draft. It's not coming up with a big plan. It's actually just drafting some things as a starting point. And that's why I've done this over four installments, so that you can actually take in the information, and I've given you a whole week to really work on what it is that you're thinking about, what you're going to do, to go and do the activities required before I take you to the next step of this plan. So once you've worked out why you want to grow your business and what you want to achieve in that sort of sense, and it might not be down to a dollar figure or anything like that, it might be just the overall concept or idea. Really want to take a holiday and I'd like to pay off my credit card. Just those simple things. Remember, pen to paper, or in this case, pencil to paper. It can be in pen, by the way, but just write it down. It's really important that you write these things down. There is something that happens when you put pen to paper that gives it more power. Now, I'm going to talk about doing your numbers, and this is the first thing you need to do before we start doing some more planning. It is the first step of planning. Now, I'm going to go through some numbers here, and if it doesn't quite make sense, I would highly recommend that you go back and listen to episode number 2. It's the first of my top 10 tips series, and it's all about knowing your numbers. So if you haven't heard that episode, I'd really recommend you go listen to that first, because then this episode will make way more sense, because I'm not going to go through all the numbers again. I'm just going to talk about the things you need to pull out and how we can work your numbers to build a plan for 2020. Now, the first thing I'd do is I'd pull out my P&L for the 2018-19 financial year, pull that out so that you're able to actually see some actual numbers for your business. I know it's now November and some time's gone by, but we want a full year's worth of figures. I mean, if you can, you might pull off a P&L from your accounting package for the end of October to, you know, last October. So you need a full 12 months of figures. So the first thing you want to do is off your P&L, pull out your profit amount. Now, as a little side note, if your accountant has actually been doing your P&L, you want to put in some add backs to your profit. So let's say you bought a new vehicle this year. You've probably got some depreciation on your P&L. That's sort of like a paper expense. It's an amount you can take off that's tax deductible. But it's not like you actually paid that amount to anyone, okay? So you want to add that back to your profit amount. So just look for anything that would be an add back. It's something that the accountant has put through as an expense because it's a tax deduction. But in actual fact, it's probably money that's going to you. It's a profit amount. So once you know your profit amount, write that down. And I would suggest you get out a sheet of paper and you write it down the page. Leave some gaps. So think that you've got like 2 or 3 columns on your page. On the first column, you might write in like profit. In the second column along that same line, write in the profit amount, okay? And leave the third column because we'll need that later. Then under that, leave a line and then go down to the next one. And you want to put in your revenue or your sales or turnover, whatever you may call it. But it's the total income into your business. So you'll be able to pull that off your P&L, write that into that line. What I want you to then do is work out what your profit margin is, and that's the one that we left the line blank between the two. Now, I don't do this in knowing your numbers generally, but this is something we really need to know for when you're planning your business moving forward. So it's pretty simple to work out your profit margin. Divide your profit amount by the total revenue and then multiply it by 100, and that'll give you a percentage. So if your profit amount was $50,000, your revenue was $100,000, you'd go $50,000 divided by $100,000 times 100, and it will give you 50, which is 50%, okay? So the next thing we want to do is two numbers that you may not have on your P&L, and you may not actually know these exactly. So there's some ways that you might be able to extrapolate these numbers, but what you want to know is what is your average dollar sale? And then the next line after that is your number of customers. Now, if you know one or the other, then you can work it out. So let's say that you don't know your average dollar sale and you're not quite sure on your number of customers, but you know how many invoices you sent out. Let's say you're in a service business and you sent out invoices. So let's say you had $100,000 turnover and you know that you sent out 100 invoices. So you could say, well, my number of customers was 100. And you just divide the total turnover by 100 and it tells you your average dollar is $1,000. If you've got a fancy point of sales system that's computerized, you probably know this number already. You could go and look it up. So what we need to work out is what's our average dollar sale and our number of customers. If you don't know this exactly, you might need to do a little bit of a guesstimation, and I would probably more likely guesstimate your average dollar sale is probably easier to work out because you'd probably know how much your product or service is easier than trying to work out number of customers. But we need to know these two numbers. So far we've got at the top profit, profit margin, revenue or turnover sales. Then we've got average dollar sale, and then we've got number of customers. The next number under that is our conversion rate. Now, hopefully you've been tracking your conversion rate, but again, this might be one that you need to do a little bit of a guesstimation on if you're not 100% sure. If you're in a business where you're doing most of the sales, you probably work it out and say, well, you know what? I, on average, for every 4 people I talk to, I'll make a sale. That means your conversion rate would be 25%, 1 in 4. So just work out what is your conversion rate, and then we're going to work out your number of leads or inquiries. Now, some businesses actually know this. They might actually have a count of their inquiries, but if not, you can actually, again, just work this out. So if you know your number of customers and your conversion rate, so say you've got 5 customers and you know your conversion rate's 25% or 1 in 4, then you'd basically want to multiply your number of customers by 4, and then that'll give you 20. Okay, so if you went reverse, if you're ever not sure, just go back and redo the calculation in reverse. So you'd go 20 times 25% would equal 5, and then you know you've got it right. So now we've got all of those numbers. We've got profit, profit margin, revenue or turnover or sales, our average dollar sale, number of customers, conversion rate, and number of leads. Now, the first thing I want you to think about, now this is just like total estimations. This is not working out the how. We don't want to know how we're going to do this. I just want you to start with this in mind and just follow this process. So the first thing is look to your why. Why is it that you want to grow your business? Now, let's say you said, I want to take my family on a holiday. Well, how much is that holiday going to cost? You might say, it's going to be $15,000. So I need to make an extra $20,000 of profit to go on that holiday because we need to allow for tax, remember. I'm not an accountant, not allowed to advise you on tax, but you want to add some money on for tax, okay? So if we said, right, we want to make an extra $20,000 profit. Now what I want you to do is just to put that to the side, and I want you to start with our numbers, but instead of working from the top, that profit amount down, we're going to work the other way. We're going to work from the bottom up. So the first thing is we look at our leads. So you might have, let's say, 20 leads and you go, how could I do a bit better? What else could we be doing? You know, do I think we could get a few more leads every single month? And you might say, you know what, I could get an extra lead a week. So instead of going from 20, you go up to 24 leads. Now your conversion rate, we said it was 25% before. Let's use that again. You might say, what could I do? Could I do a bit better on our conversion rate? You know, actually, I think we're improving. I'm more confident, or we could do some sales training. Again, don't get too caught up on the how. Just go with a bit of a gut instinct. Go, 1 in 4 is not good. I reckon we could get it to 1 in 3, so 33%. So we've got 24 leads, and by 33%, that would give us 8 customers. Now we want to say, what can we do with the average dollar sale? You might say, average dollar sale is $100. I think we could do better. I think, you know, we haven't put our prices up in years. Probably the first thing you need to do. I think we could sell a bit more. I reckon we could improve it. So you might have it as $100, and now you might go to, say, $120. Okay, totally making this up. So that would now give us a total of sales of $960 because it's 8 times 120. Now, this is where we go. We've got our revenue, our sales amount, and hopefully it's bigger than hundreds. I'm wanting it to be thousands, okay? But if we said that, we go, what's our profit margin? Now, previously, maybe your profit margin was 40%. And you go, well, I think we could increase it. You know, I haven't looked at my expenses in ages. I think there's a bit of fat in there we could trim. You know, naturally, your margin will go up when you do more sales, because there's things in your profit margin that don't increase if you increase your sales. Think if you've got a lease, if you've got a car payment, even oftentimes your phone or insurances. Oftentimes those things are fixed expenses and they don't go up even though you're turning over more, you're doing more sales. So naturally your profit margin will probably increase. Some of you might say, you know what, I'm going to keep it exactly the same. I've got it as best I can. We're running a pretty lean ship, but we're not running so lean that it's going to cause problems in our business. But let's say in this instance, you go from 40% to say 50%. Well, now we just multiply our revenue out. And what did I say it was? 960. Okay. So now that'll take our profit amount to 480. Now, let's say that when you wrote down what sort of profit you wanted to make, and I know I'm just using hundreds here, you might have said, hey, I want to make $400 extra profit. Well, guess what? You've just come up with a way to make $480 of profit. You could turn that into thousands. You might have said $40,000 and you've actually worked out $48,000 of profit. So realize that when you start by just going through each of those steps, sometimes you might be able to achieve more than you actually envisaged, because in your head you're thinking, oh, $440,000 of profit is a lot. But when you actually do the numbers and you go, well, actually, I said one extra lead a week. Instead of selling to one in four, we're going to do one in three. We're going to increase our average dollar sale from 100 to 120 because I'm going to put my prices up and do a bit of training. And we're going to just check on our profit margin, cut a little bit of that fat that I know that's there, and it's naturally going to go up. None of those things were hard. You said you could do all of those. And remember, we're going to work on the how later. But you've actually come out with a higher profit margin than what you allowed. I find oftentimes business owners limit themselves and they say, I want to make an extra $40,000 profit, when in actual fact, it's capable they can make $48,000 a profit or $50,000 a profit. So I hope that sort of makes sense, those numbers. Now, if you get to the top and your profit margin is less, your profit is less than what you wanted. So in our instance, I said $480. Let's say you had envisaged it would be $500. Well, then you just need to go back and tweak your numbers. Oh, you know what? I think I could tweak that margin a bit more. Maybe we could get an extra lead a month. Just go back and play. This is why I said do it in pencil. Go back and play and then calculate it through your numbers and see where it happens. Now, hopefully when you've done it, you've actually come out with more than what you had envisaged at the start with your why. But if not, go back and tweak and work those numbers out. So this week's all about the what. Next week, I'm going to talk about the how. We're going to go through how to increase your leads, how to increase your conversion rate, actually coming up with a plan for that. But this week, I just want you to go away and do your numbers and work out what it is that you want to achieve, why it is that you want to achieve that. So take this week to work that out. And then next week in installment two of the plan for 2020 now, we're going to talk about how to take those numbers and create a plan so that you actually do what you need to do to achieve the result you want to achieve so you can get what it is you want. So I hope that one's helped. We've got started. Remember, this is four installments to this series and this is just step one. So go away, do your numbers, and then next week when we come back, I'm going to talk about how to use those numbers to create a plan so that you can achieve them. All right, talk to you next week. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. Remember to come over to the Profitable Franchisees website for more episodes of the podcast and to also grab your copy of the Profitable Franchisees Monthly Insider. It's not a standard newsletter. There's a monthly business lesson to really add value to your business and it's 100% free. You can get it all at www.profitablefranchisees.com. Can't wait for you to join us on the next podcast.